From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions against individuals and entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Officials say the sanctions are a response in part to Iran's missile testing activities in defiance of a UN resolution barring Iran from engaging in such tests. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says additional action against Iran is possible.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved up its plan to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Two U.S. amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. And the Republican-led U.S. Congress narrowly passed a bill on Friday fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. The Democrats argue the rule further transparency and help prevent corruption in foreign governments dealing with oil companies. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is reassuring Japanese leaders that President Trump is fully committed to defending Japan as a treaty partner. During a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo, Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. administration's policy to stand firmly behind Japan.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Abe praised Mattis' visit ahead of the Japanese leader's trip to Washington next week. A UN report released Friday charges that thousands of Rohingya children, women, and men have suffered gang rapes, killings, beatings, disappearances, and other acts of cruelty at the hands of Myanmar's police and security forces. The report issued by the Office of the UN Human Rights High Commissioner for Human Rights documents testimony from scores of victims who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. Hear now from a lead UN human rights investigator.
The High Commissioner has been calling on the international community to stand up and take notice of the horrible situation in Northern Rakhine State for a very long time now. We've been seeking access. The government of Myanmar has been denying that these violations are taking place. We've been saying, okay, give us access. We will go independently assess for ourselves what has happened.
A spokesman for the Myanmar government, which was provided an advance copy of the report, told VOA it will conduct its own investigation into the charges. The Rohingya, a Muslim ethnic group, have been denied citizenship by subsequent governments despite having lived in Myanmar for generations. The United Nations has referred to them as one of the world's most persecuted minorities. The Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. Duterte's announcement came just 2 days after the communists announced their decision to end their self-declared ceasefire. The decades-old conflict has killed at least 30,000 people. The two sides have engaged in peace negotiations brokered by Norway, with another round slated to begin in April. And Afghan forces claim to have fought off a Taliban attack on a district in Helmand Province. Officials say both sides suffered casualties during the attack, which began late Thursday into Friday. Helmand, the largest of provinces in Afghan, has seen the fiercest fighting during the last 15 years of war. Details on more news at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.